News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Friday. It is hour number two of the program here this morning. Of course, Behind the Badge makes up hour number two here on KFIZ, and it's time for a conversation with the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office. Joining us on the program this morning is Sheriff's Captain Bill Todick. It is a busy holiday weekend. We know that, and a lot of people, we've heard all the stats this week, a lot of people are going to be traveling and out on the roads, out on the water, enjoying what should be a pretty good weekend to kick off unofficial the summer season. But of course, we want to keep safety in mind as we celebrate the holiday weekend here this weekend. So Captain Todick's going to talk about a few different safety initiatives and safety reminders going on here this weekend. Captain Todick, thanks for joining us. How are you this morning?
Good. Thanks for having me. Yeah, as we spoke about earlier, I mean, this, I think it's going to be one of those breakthrough weekends, you know, the kind of the kickoff of the summer, so to speak. Plus, with all these COVID concerns that we've had, I think a lot of people are very eager to get out on the road and go do something. I was just looking at some stats from a magazine that showed that it's expected that 37 million people are expected to travel at least 50 miles from their home this weekend, which is an increase of about 60% from last year with COVID, with the shutdown. So it's good to see that, I think people are refreshed that we're kind of relaxing some of the concerns that we have with COVID now that, you know, everyone's getting immunized. So that's a good start to our summer season.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be a much different summer this year than it was last year, and that's it's definitely good news. And with all those people on the roads, obviously you want to stay safe out there. Remember the rules of the road, obviously, but I know Click It or Ticket enforcement campaign that actually started on Monday and runs through all of next week, if I'm not mistaken. Remind us again kind of the key messages and what's being watched out for with Click It or Ticket, if you could.
Yeah, you're right. It runs through June 6th. It's a national campaign where a lot of law enforcement agencies partake in this to kind of reinforce that message that seatbelt usage is so important to us. You know, statistics here in Wisconsin show that about 89% of Wisconsin motorists wear belts on a consistent basis. You know, one of the things I found interesting is that it seems like males are ones, especially in the age of 20 to 29-year-olds, are ones that don't tend to wear it as much, which does make some sense if you think about it. We're a little strong-headed sometimes. But it's clearly something that's so important because of all the traffic fatalities we had last year, 43% of those people that were involved in those fatals were not wearing a seatbelt. And when we have such usage rates that are fairly high, I think the national average is about 90% or so, it just goes to show that it's when you get in those crashes, you have such a much better opportunity of surviving the crash if you have your seatbelt on.
Right, and Wisconsin obviously is primary enforcement now, as opposed to it being secondary enforcement for the seatbelts in prior years. And I think you and I were looking at the same information. It shows that the primary enforcement of wearing a seatbelt and the seatbelt law has really made a difference, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not just to pester people to put them on. There's a reason. There's statistics. There's research behind this. So it's not something that we're just looking for an excuse to pull people over. We really want to send the message with, you know, zero deaths in Wisconsin that you hear with the state promotions. I think we're trying to make an impact, and it really is starting to show.
When you look at this weekend, obviously a lot of people, as you said, are going to be taking maybe a long road trip. Maybe they're just going up the road to see family, and it's important to, you know, pay attention when you're on the roads. Obviously, I think we've all seen it, you know, the Friday afternoon and then Sunday afternoon coming back from vacation, whether you're going up north or coming back from places down south. The highways get pretty jammed, don't they, during these holiday weekends? So important to be aware of your surroundings, and of course, don't drink and drive. Drive too, right?
Absolutely. And we definitely will start seeing, even starting today, I'm sure the highways will be busier, especially the I-41 corridor. But typically, it's like you said, it's going to be Friday afternoon when everybody gets off work at 3 or 4, and they're going to start, most of them heading northward, either with a trailer or a boat behind them. So there's a lot of factors that go into this with, you know, a busy thoroughfare like that. Is one of the main things is keep your distance. You don't need to be right behind someone and signal your intentions. Check your blind spots when you are, you know, maneuvering through traffic. And, you know, one of the things I said, it's hard to get people to really listen to it, but the speed limit is the speed limit, even though everybody says, well, everybody else is going 75 or 80. If you drive in a slow lane and you're going 70 miles an hour on 41, everyone's going to pass you, and you don't have to worry about that entanglement, you know. So it's really important. It's easy to say, hard to do for some people because you anticipate getting up north, but in the long run, you're really not saving a lot of time by going 5 or 10 miles an hour more by the time you get to your destination. And certainly the OWI factor, you know, we're going to have deputies out there all weekend, both on the road, boat patrol, and that's one of the things we look for on these big weekends is to make sure people are enjoying themselves, but they're not under the influence, because that's where a lot of our problems start.
Yeah, well, and you know, we love our alcohol here in Wisconsin. That's no secret about that, and it's obvious, you know, the stuff we always talk about, whether it be for a holiday weekend or with the other campaign that's known around the state and around the country, the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. It's important to do the responsible thing if you are going to have a beverage or two, to find that designated driver and be responsible about it too, right?
Right. Get that designated driver. It's so easy, you know. Or, you know, a lot of people, I think, are going to their destination and either they're staying overnight for the weekend, so you get kind of nestled into your area and you can have some fun and not have to worry about getting behind the wheel. But certainly that, and there's a lot of, you know, taxi cabs and Uber drivers out there that can get you back home safely if you feel you got to partake and you're contemplating getting behind the wheel. It's not a good choice. Call somebody and get a ride.
You mentioned the sheriff's office is going to be out on the waterways too this weekend. I saw something from the DNR earlier this week that it is National Safe Boating Week, and the weather is going to be pretty good this weekend. Not too warm, not too cold. Probably fairly comfortable to get out on the water. Just like we talk about on the roads, it's important to keep those same safety tips in mind on the water too. Right?
You bet. I mean, and that's something we, you know, our agency, along with a lot of other boat patrols, and especially the DNR, kind of consider this, you know, there's opening day of fishing season too, but this is the kickoff of the boating season, and we want to get it off to a good start. Like you said, there's going to be some good weather. I don't think it's going to be super warm, and if there's any winds, especially on Lake Winnebago, it might prevent a few people from going out, but we will have deputies out there that are patrolling and making sure that everybody's safe. You know, the biggest things there, again, it goes back to utilizing of alcohol while you're on the waterways, and the other very important thing is personal flotation device when you're out there. You know, we talked, what was it, a couple weeks ago with the tragic event with the canoeists that were out there and didn't have PFDs on them. And, you know, that's a tragic reminder to why we harp on this every year. It's so important that it definitely can save your life out there, and especially in a time when that water whips up so quickly. Lake Winnebago is a pretty scary lake. It's our biggest inland lake, and it can get rough in a matter of, you know, hours from flat calm to all of a sudden it's whipping up white caps 3 to 4 feet.
Tragedy in our own backyard should serve as a reminder to everybody in the area, especially with it being so recent, to really use those personal flotation devices and, you know, let people know where you're going to be, just like, you know, you would with anything that you do out on the water or out in the outdoors. Let people know where you're going to be and when they can expect you back home, all those different safety tips we talk about for outdoor safety too, right?
Absolutely. We want everyone to enjoy themselves, whether they're on land or by sea, so to speak. You know, it's just enjoy yourself, but do it in moderation and think ahead. Think of the repercussions that could possibly happen if you decide to partake with some alcohol.
Anything else safety-wise you want folks to know about heading into the holiday weekend, Captain Tonic?
No, I think just, you know, again, get your destination safely and, you know, be on the lookout for it, because you've got so many, like, on the road, like we talked about. There's so many people on the road this weekend traveling. There's a lot of people that are in larger groups, so you got a lot of people in cars, which can be a distraction. Keep off your cell phones. Look out for some of the, you know, there's still a semi-traffic that's out there, and a lot of people that are looking at recreational avenues, whether it's pulling a boat or a RV or something like that. So they've got a lot to look out for when they're driving, in addition to just being a passenger car. So be on the lookout for those people and give them a wide berth. And especially, you know, we talked about not too long ago the motorcycles that are going to be out in full force as well. They really need the extra berth there, because people just kind of forget about the motorcyclers out on the road.
Very good. Captain Todick, thanks for the time as always. Have a great weekend. We'll talk again soon.
Very good. Thank you.